If you are good at solving IQ tests, well, that is an aspect of the limited intelligence. And that's fine if you're good at that. If you get your identity from that, it becomes problematic. I'm a member of, I think it's in England, they have Mensa, which is all the people who have very high IQs can become members of that. And some people let that flow into a conversation just casually. Now, if I'm offending one or two people here, I'm sorry. That is beautiful. Why not? If you can use your mind in such a way, it's a beautiful thing to do. If that becomes an important part of your sense of self, then you get trapped in an illusory identity, and you probably have a few more things to add to it. And that is part of identifying with the realm of content. I don't qualify to become a member of Mensa, unfortunately. The mind doesn't work in that way anymore. I think it never did. I could never solve mathematical problems, and I always admired people who could. I can't even see where the problem is. When I was at school, after the age of 13, I stopped going to school. I couldn't stand it anymore. But I still had all these problems that you had to solve. I couldn't even, my mind would go blank after reading the first few lines. A man has 5 sacks of potatoes and then he takes 2 away and takes half of that content out and puts it into another sack. How much is left? And that's okay for a problem to solve if there actually is a man. So we are conditioned to create problems for ourselves. That lies in the conditioning of the mind. And so often, when you think you have a problem, really, your mind is creating a problem for yourself. If it isn't happening at this moment, if there's no action you can take right now, and so comes the fierce aspect of presence. Oh, I've got so much on my mind. so much, what is the expression, so much on my plate. God. And so you need to remember the sort of presence.